Okay, today is a very fundamental shiur. We've been talking about, first year we talked about having a kitzis we needed. Today we're going to talk, and yesterday we talked about how big could the area be that the kitzis are surrounded. And today we have to talk about breaches in the kitzis, the pierces in the kitzis. So many times you have a kitzis surrounding an area that doesn't surround the entire area. So even like the walls we were talking about of Manhattan, the sea walls, they're surrounding the area, but not the whole area. The areas that the sea wall is not there, or either because there's a pier going on top of it, or whatever it is. So what is the fear that of a breach that invalidates a mechitza? So the Mishnah, this halacha is a Mishnah, has Vav Amud Beis. So the Mishnah discusses Sheyara Shachosa Bebikva. We had a caravan of people that were camping out in the valley. Tikifur Kli Behemu Matatum Vesokim Vajim Hagavah Asar Tvacha. So they made a mechitza around the encampment of different things, of different kalim. As long as it's 10 fucking high, So that's a mechitza. So the first halakha the Mishnah tells us is that the idea of a mechitza, it has to be, the pirtza can't be more than the binyan. This is what's called, and there's a myth written, Omed Merubal Aparis, not Omud, but Omed, the first thing when I wrote in the topics here. Omed Merubal Aparis. It has to be more wall than not wall. In other words, so if you have an area that's surrounded by walls, so we don't care that there could be breaches in the wall here and there. But if there's more breaches than there is wall, that's called Paritz Meruba Omid, then the wall is not a wall. Okay. And the wall is not a wall. So there has to be more wall then there is a breach. So if you have a wall that has a breach in the wall, and then it continues on, and then there's another breach, etc. So we'll see how to calculate this. But Omid Merubal Aparis. Pashut Pshat, Omid Merubal Aparis means that every wall you look at separately. In other words, there's a wall in the east, there's a wall in the west, there's a wall in the north, and the wall in the south. So there are some, I believe the Aruch HaShulchan discusses a possibility to look at the whole heker and to see is there more wall, in other words, the subtotal of all four walls, is there more wall there or is there more airspace there? But we normally assume that each mechitza is nido mifnei atzmo. Each mechitza is nido mifnei atzmo, and therefore we look at the north and we say, okay, you have this wall in the north, is there more wall there than breach, or more breach than wall? And that's the concept of Omid Merubal Aparis. Is there more Omid there, or is there more Paritz there? And if there's more Omid there, then it's a good wall. If there's more Paritz, it's no good wall. So that's what the Mishnah says. Lo yu pirtzos yiseiros al habinyan. The pirtzos shouldn't be yiseiros al habinyan. And then the Mishnah continues, kol pirtza shehi ke'eser amos muteres mipneishu ke'pesach yesem ikan osa. So then the Mishnah tells us another halacha. And that is that even if you have omen merubal aparis, even if you had more wall than airspace, even if there's more wall than airspace, it's still possible that the mechitza is possible. Namely, if the airspace is a pirtza, yesem eser, if the pirtza is more than 10 amos wide, then even though you have more wall than air, the mechitza is invalid. So that's the concept of Pirtzi Yesem Yesem. So the Mishnah tells us two halachas. It tells us that you have to have omen merubah laharis, right? That's halacha A. And halacha B is even if you have omen merubah laharis, it's still going to be invalid if the pirtz is yeser me eser, even though the omen is merubah laharis. Okay. Now, the fundamental discussion that we're going to see that Rishonim and Achronim have is, are both these halakhas daraisa, or only the first one is daraisa? So it's clearly the din, as we'll see in the Gemara, that it has to be omen merubah laharis, that's halakha Moshe Misinai, that's a din daraisa. And if it's not, then mechitzah is no good. But the idea that the pirtzi yeser meyeser invalidates the mechitzah, is that a din daraisa or is that a din darabon? And that's a very fundamental question, because a lot of times you'll have, say around when we're talking about Manhattan. So Manhattan has omen merubah laharis, but their pirtz is there. And let's not even discuss yet the fact that the rabbim are going over them. That will be a separate discussion. But the pirtz is there whenever there's a pier, that's a pirtz. So if the pirtzes are big pirtzes, the yes and the yeser. So if the pirtzes are yes and the yeser, that invalidates the mechitza. So if you hold that's only a din derabbanon, so that means midaraisa, I still maintain my rishus hayochid. But if it's a din deraisa, then it's a psul deraisa, that means that midaraisa, I lost my rishus hayochid. So this is very important. And we're going to discuss the famous kula of Chazon Ish, that required a lot of introduction. We're not up to that yet. But then just on a very superficial level right now, the famous kula of the Chazon Ish is that whenever you're in a city that's built up with buildings and has a dead-end street, so that, by definition, will be a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah. Say, for example, the block I live on, 186th Street. So you walk out of the street on 186th Street. I live on 186th Street, between Amsterdam and Laurel Hill Terrace. Okay? So anytime I walk out of the street, I always say to myself, you go straight towards the Yam, there's a mechitza there, right? Right? There's a fence there. That's one wall. Then the buildings on the left are one wall, and the buildings on the right are another wall. So I'm always encapsulated in three mechitzas. And if you really want to take it further, those mechitzas go all the way down till Broadway, I guess. If it bumps into, Broadway or, it'll bump into another building or you bump into the thing on the, what's the name of that street there by the train? Overlook Terrace. Wisconsin mechitzas there. So, mamish, I always feel that I'm in four mechitzas, right? Mamish have four mechitzas. And the only thing is, the mechitzas, there are gaps in the mechitzas. Because the one mechitza to my left is the buildings there. So then you have to cross over Amsterdam Avenue to get to the next set of buildings, which is my mechitza, etc. So, Amsterdam Avenue is a pirtzi yeser meyeser. So to get from the buildings on this side of Amsterdam to the buildings on the other side of Amsterdam, so the buildings are more than the Amsterdam Avenue. In other words, the block of 186th Street between Amsterdam and Laurel Hill is bigger than the breach of Amsterdam Avenue, right? So the omid is between yosem and ha-parah. But the pirtz is clearly yeser meyeser amos. So therefore, so if you hold, again, we have to discuss about the Bekiyas Rabim, that's a separate discussion. But without discussing the Bekiyas Rabim, if you hold that a Pirsi Yesu Meyesu is only a Din Rabbanon, so the Mela, I maintain my Mechitza Min HaTorah. And if you hold that a Pirsi Yesu Meyesu is a Daraisa, so then I lost my Mechitza Min HaTorah. So the Chazon Ish was big. I mean, this discussion predates the Chazon Ish by many centuries. We'll see that here. But the Chazon Ish is asking the halacha that a pirtzi yeser meyeser is only a din derabbanan. So the mela, once I have omen merubah laharis, then I'm safe. And I have all my Mirabella parts because there are more walls there than gaps. And Mimela, I'm okay. Now, just for...
So when does the din apply? When does the Pirti Yesem Yesser? If it is the Rabban, so when does it apply?
A Pirti Yesem Yesser always applies.
I'm saying, so then you did.
No, so... means like this. It means midrabanan, I still have to be misakin. I got rid of the daraisa. I got rid of... You still have to be misakin. Still have to keep the darabanan, but once you... Yeah, the tikkun only has to be a tzurat ha-pesach, because the general din is that whenever it's a rishus harabim midaraisa, you need glossus. And we'll have to have a whole packet discussing the halakhas of glossus. You need glossus. Them to be matter or just surrounding me the right. So that's the question whether this man is possible to have losses or not. That's a separate question. That requires a whole discussion which we'll have as a chef. But if it's only a Rishus Harabim, if it's only a Carmelist, in other words, you took away, you got rid of the Raisa, so the Mela, then I could be matter in the Tzuras HaPesach. So that's what the Chazanish's Kula was. But again, there's one other important part to the Chazanish's Kula that people usually don't always say over, that will be mashlim, but that has to do with the Bekiyas HaRabim and how he holds about that, etc. But part of his, in other words, but his heter only is assuming that a Pirti Yesem Yesser is only a din drabanan. If a Pirti Yesem Yesser would be a daraisa, then the Kula is invalid. I mean, he himself says that. It's not like he's trying to hide anybody. I'll hide anything. Now, just for the sake of it's important to know, because a lot of times when you have an Eruv and there's a breach in the Eruv, so what's the shear that you could have a breach in your Eruv? So we'll call it the same halacha. However, there's another discussion of Magen Avraham and the Eben Ozer, that there might be a more bigger chumra that we'll discuss in a future shear. But just to know what's the shear, what talk is the shear of Pirti Yesem Yesser? So we always, when it always comes to shiurim, we have the three big rabbis that we always quote, the Rav Chaim Noah and Rav Moshe and the Chazanish. Rav Chaim Noah is usually the small shear, and Rav Moshe is the middle, and Chazanish is the big. So this morning with Rav Moshe Shapiro, we made the calculations that according to Rav Chaim Noah, 15.7 feet is Eser Amos, so that means anything more than 15.7 feet is going to be a Pirti Yesem Yesser. And 1 second. And Rav Moshe Shear is, so the way, as Rav Moshe Shear pointed out, we look in the way he presents it in Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, and you calculate based on that, it'll be 17.7 feet. 17.7 feet is the calculation. Now, the Chazon Ish, it would be, however, the way Rabbi Eider has it in Rav Moshe, 18.37 feet. The way he, based on his calculations and his book on the Dalet Minim, of how he says what a tefach is for the 18.37 feet. Based on Rav Shimon Eider's calculation in his Dalet Minim book, what he has in the Sefer himself. So the Kitzer, somewhere in that, and the Chazon Ish would be 18.89, but according to Rabbi Eider, would be 19.68. Okay, but so basically, the Rav Chaim Noah is somewhere in the 15 feet range. Rav Moshe Feinstein is somewhere in the 18 feet range, and Chazon Ish is somewhere in the 19 feet range. Now, it could be, as I think Rabbi Berg was saying, that the Chazon Ish may. In other words, here, the Chazon Ish is the Kula. Usually, Chazon Ish is always the Chumra. So that's a question whether he would have said it in such a thing. In other words, what he said is Shiurim Lachumra. Makara, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, I think, that he said it for to be machmir, but when a kula comes out, he might not necessarily subscribe to that. So you have to somewhere within the 18. If you have the gap within the 15 to 18 feet thing, you have to be nizer to see what it is. Rabbi Ezra Shapiro, Schwartz always points out to me that the Vayu Erev, based on Rav Shechter, relies on Rav Moshe's shear, even Makula. Basically, the Vayu Erev has appeared to be Yesem Me'eser, according to Rav Chaim Noah. So they rely on Rav Moshe's shear, Makula, to say that the pierce is not Yesem Me'eser, since it's less than either 18.37 or 17.7, whatever that amount is less than.
How can the shear change than the cooler of the homo? If you say that 10 hours is 18.89, then like, what is the cooler, so that's 19?
No, in other words, there's a question what the shear is, so, and it's totally in different cheshbonos of how you figure out shear. So if you say it's shear, the chumra, because you have a suffix about something, that doesn't mean he's saying it's lakula. So this is obviously because after this whole discussion, you should know practically, what, you can have a whole discussion of the first year's answer, but I wanted to come in with the numbers for you, so you know practically what a first year's answer is. Yeah. Shechter
told me over a number of times, 18 feet was their motion.
Okay, 18 feet, okay. 18 feet. Right, people take, he's working with 18 feet, okay. But if you make the calculations, it could be a little bit, maybe a little bit different. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but usually that's not the issue that we're dealing with. There's not a never something, right. I think somebody being sorry. We usually want to know if the air is good or not, right. But in economics. So those are the deal. So basically, what we have to crack our heads here and figure out is this, and this is very relevant to know whether this is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. The famous Machlokes and Erevin, the two protagonists, whatever you want to call them, in Hilchos Erevin, are the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkanos Yaakov. Beis Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolius, who was a businessman, right? He wasn't a rabbi. He was a businessman, but he was a big Talmid Chacham, and he wrote Shuvas and Sfarim and everything. The Mishkanos Yaakov was a rabbi. He was a rabbinic physician. So the Mishkanos Yaakov, his shita, and we'll see in the passage, Rishonim already talked about this, but the Mishkanos Yaakov shita is that Pirsi Yesem Me'eser is a din d'oraisa, and the Beis Ephraim held that Pirsi Yesem Me'eser is a din d'rabban. So this obviously, Mishkanos Yaakov was the one who asked Erevin in the big cities, and the Beis Ephraim was the one who mocked it Erevin in the big cities. And basically, the Mishkanos Yaakov's, and basically Minhag Yisrael has always been to follow the Beis Ephraim, because if you're going to follow the, even Rav Moshe was not a Mishkanos Yaakov person. Rav Aaron Kotler wanted to be a Mishkanos Yaakov person, but even Rav Moshe was not from the Mishkanos Yaakov people. So it's interesting that in the Adaris, the father-in-law of Rav Kook, in the biography, he writes, Elias Kasten showed me this, that he, when Rav Kook, his first rabbonis, so his father-in-law was giving him eitzes to be a good rabbi. So one of the eitzes he told him is maybe you should make an eruv in the community. And Rav Kook said, no, I follow the mission of Yaakov. I don't make Erev. Rav Kook didn't use the Erev in Yerushalayim. So what? The what?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. lot of issues between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishnah Yaakov. And, you know, in Marash HaKol in the summer of 84, I brought the whole Zirach of both Tshuvas and went through long Tshuvas, both the Mishnah Yaakov's Tshuva and the Beis Ephraim's Tshuva, and go through the whole. So we're not going to go through the whole thing, but on your free time, you could feel free to go through the. We'll discuss highlights from these.
Does the Mimic always follow the Beis Ephraim?
No, we don't always follow the Beis Ephraim. I mean, the Gabi the Eirin, the question of Gabi the Eirin is.
Yeah.
There's a machlokas about the Mishnah Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim in general. Can you have Eirin in big cities or not? And Mishnah Yaakov basically. It'll take me time, not today, to tell you all the different shittos of the Mishnah Yaakov and why basically you can't have an Eirin in any place, basically, except maybe your backyard. And that's it. Okay. So what I'd like to show you first, even though I put a third, is this is like the key machlokes. It's Kirti Yasim Yasser Din Daraisa Din Darabon. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara has a discussion right here, first page. Itmar, Parts to Omi. What's the din 50-50? Whereas I keep telling you, you need Omid Rubala Parts, and if it's Parts Rubala Omid, the Mechitz is no good. What if it's 50-50? Is 50-50 good or no good? So Papa Omar Mutter. So Papa says 50-50 is good, and Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua also. And Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua says 50-50 is no good. A papa mutter. So what's the machlokas? The machlokas says the Gemara is what did Hashem say to Moshe in Har Sinai? A papa amar mutter. Haki admarei rachman al Moshe lo tifrat ruba. So what Hashem said to Moshe is make sure that the wall doesn't have more pirza. Mashma that if it's 50, the issur is only tifrat ruba. But if it's 50-50, it's okay. And Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua amar asur. Why? Because what was the nusach that Hashem said to Moshe? Gedor ruba. That dafka you need the robe enclosed. The robe enclosed. So the mela, that was the machlokas. What Hashem said, what was the halacha Moshe Misina? Is it lo tifras ruba or is it gedor ruba? So pipashtus, you know, I would have said that two nuschos, what Hashem said to Moshe, Gedor Ruba or Lo Tifrat Ruba. But he never told him that Pirsi Yesen Miyesen is a problem. The Korah, those were just on a very superficial level. I would have said that the whole din of Pirsi Yesen Miyesen is only a din the Rabbanu. Because on a Daraisa level, there's the Allah Lodosh Sinai. So what did Hashem say? Did Hashem say Gedor Ruba? He said Lo Tifrat Ruba. And he never said, but. You know, Gedor Ruba, but make sure there's no Pirsi Yesem Yetzer. Or Lo Tifrat Ruba, make sure there's no Pirsi. That, maybe the later Rabbanim came along. We'll see. So, let's take a look. In the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam on page 4. Perek Tezayin, Halacha Tezayin, says the Rambam, Kol Mechitza Sheyesh Ba Parat Ruba La'omid, Einu Mechitza. Ava Lima Parat La'omid is Mutter, we pass in 50-50 is Mutter. Uvad, Shaloye, Ava Osam Pirtzos, Pirtzos Shei Yeser Al Eser Amos. But you have to make sure that you don't have a pirtza more than Eser Amos, and whatever the Eser Amos is according to the respective shiur. Okay, then you can fix it up. So then the Rambam says Halachi Zayin, the Medrash Musvash Pirtzim Shloshim etc. Then the Rambam says Halachi Yudches. Makif Bekanim, so halachas. Then at the end of Halacha Yudches, the Rambam writes, "V'chol hashiurim ha'elu halachu l'moshe mi-Sinai." So the question is, what does the Rambam mean to say? Because normally we assume shiurim are halachu l'moshe mi-Sinai, right? How do you know Kazayas? How do you know Ten Tefachim? All the shiurim we have in the Torah are all halachu l'moshe mi-Sinai. So says the Mishkanos Yaakov. So the simple reading in the Gemara is Kol Hashiur Ma'elu. So that includes the din of Pirtzi Yasa Me'esa. And therefore, he says that he feels that the Rambam Shita is a Pirtzi Yasa Me'esa is a din deraisa. If you want to see that Mishnah Tzachov inside, we have it right here. On page. What page? Page 27. Says the Mishnah Yaakov, "V'chein Megur LaHedya Miloshan Rambam," because that's the Pashut Pshat of the Rambam. And he says it's going on all the Kol Hashiurim Ha'elu, so that's including the din of Pirtzi Yaseh and Me'eseh. So therefore, to say Pirtzi Yaseh and Me'eseh is a din deraisa. So let's get so. Unless you want to say that the Rambam wasn't talking about, but he says Kol Hashiurim, so maybe that's what he wants to claim.
Doesn't the Rambam say
well,
the Rambam says the
okay, so but we're not ready to understand the Rambam yet. So that's the coming Shir 6, whatever it says. Okay, so that's this. Oh, so that's one. But let's see the more Beferish things. Let's take a look now on page 15. Let's look at page 15. We saw this Gemara once before. This was one of the riyas that's brought for the Rambam that Gimel Mechitzis is still a Karmelis. Right, so the case, what's the case? The Gemara says, Chotzer Shenifrasu L'Rishus HaRabim. Right? So does it get a status of a Rishus HaRabim or not? Right? That was this question. The Chotzer is Nifrasu L'Rishus HaRabim, and the Rabim are going in, does it get a status of a Rishus HaRabim or not? So it says Rashi, look at Rashi, Chotzer Shenifrasu L'Rishus HaRabim bin Milua, means either the whole wall is down, or Yesem Me'eser. Oh, yes, and yes. So the Gaon Yaakov was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, and he wrote a classic sefer on Erevin called the Gaon Yaakov. Take a look on page. Page 19. Thank you for the page. Yeah, page 20. The bottom of page 20. So Rabbanan, if it's only Rishus Hayochi, Rishus Harabim will have yellow caramels. Right? So my focus is Rishus Harabim or caramels. Right, in other words, was the Gemara saying that it's according to one opinion, the question is, does it become Rishus HaRabim or doesn't? But obviously, whatever shear that it was Nifras has to be a shear Daraisa, so it could possibly become Rishus HaRabim. So the Gaon Yaakov says, you see from here that Rashi Shita is that a Pirtzi Yaseh Me'eser is a Din Daraisa. Now, the only point that you have to, that the Gaon Yaakov himself makes and the Chazon Ish makes, is that later on the Gemara has a different Ukimta in the Sugya. Later on, the Gemara says that it's not talking about the, it's only talking about the part that the whole machlokas is about the part that the mechitza was once on. That land that the mechitza was once standing on, and therefore at that point, it's that ukipta of nipus v'lo yosem yeser is irrelevant anymore, because it's talking about that the whole wall fell down and now the rabbim are going on that area. So that was only said in the Havamina, when the Gemara thought that the question is within the three mechitzas the Rishus HaRabim or not. But so that's what the Gaon Yaakov writes on page 21. Had the Pirush Rashi and Brua Yosem Yaseh Leisa, because that's only in the Havamina, because later on we're mokim a different way. But I don't think that makes a difference, because in other words, by the fact that Rashi said in the Havamina, even though it's rejected, but it's not rejected from that because of that point. It's just rejected because it's rejected because they've learned a different shot in the Gemara. But the concept that Rashi learned that the period of Yesem Yes is Daraisa, Lachara, that's how he understood the Gemara. I mean, the Gaon Yaakov says, I'm putting this in. In other words, he says that the same Gaon Yaakov who says it there is the one who, Gaon Yaakov is on Daf Yud Aleph, and the other page is on what he says in Tzadi Dalet. So when he said it Yud Aleph, he's saying, yeah, Rashi Shid is the right based on that. But then he says that old Kimta is really rejected. But what I'm saying is that doesn't mean you have to reject the Shita. The Shita could still be. It's just, we're not going to learn the Gemara anywhere, so Mela, it's irrelevant to explain it this way. But that doesn't mean that still wasn't Rashi's thought process. And the third Rishon that we have to see on this topic is Rabbeinu Chanana. Rabbeinu Chanana on page 23, so Erevin Kufalos going over to Erevin Kufalos from the base, discusses the following. It's a question whether you could, it says the Mishnah, Lo Yamar Adam, Rishus HaYachid, Yiftach Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, Yiftach Rishus HaYachid. Right? The question whether you have a key in the doorway, if you're going to take the key that's in the Rishus HaRabim and open your door, we're afraid that you might put it in the Rishus HaYachid. So are you allowed to do that or not? Are you allowed to take the key that's right in front of the door in the Rishus HaRabim and open up the door? So then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says rather, Masa b'shuk shal patamim shahir b'shalayim, that they used to do this. That they would that they used to use the key. So the Gemara has the kasha. But Yerushalayim was not a Rishus HaRabim, because they used to close the doors at night. So what are you bringing? The Mishnah starts off telling you me whether I'm allowed to take the key from the Rishus HaRabim and not move a Dalai Amas, but when Dalai Amas open the door or not, and then they bring a Rai from Yerushalayim. So in fact, the Gemara, what are you talking about? Yerushalayim was a Carmelis. So what's you want to bring a Rai to, the case we're talking about is by Rishus HaRabim, whether they were choshesh, that if you're going to start using the key to open the door, you will bring it in the house. So the Gemara says, Amar HaPapa kan kodem shenifrat subra protzot kan la'achar shenifrat subra protzot. So it depends. In other words, when Yerushalayim was basically had the wall up, so in Ochanami, when Yerushalayim basically had the wall up, so then it wasn't Rishus HaRabim. It was a Rishus HaYachid and a Carmelis, Rishus HaYachid, whatever it was. But Achash and Nifrit Tzuba Protzos, after Yerushalayim was the wall, part of the wall was broken into, then Yerushalayim became a Rishus HaRabim, a real Rishus HaRabim, because it didn't have the wall. So what kind of Protzos was it? How big were the Pirtzos of Yerushalayim? So Zokter Rabbeinu Chanano, our next stop, Kuf Aleph on the Beis Antah, Paragraph Papa, how do Yerushalayim Malachas and Nifrit Protzos Yeser Me Eser Shehi Rishus HaRabim? Dr. Rabbeinu Chananel, the Protzos for Yeser Me Eser Shehi Rishus HaRabim. The Pashas Rabbeinu Chananel is that it's a Din Daraisa. So we have these Rishonim. We have the perhaps the Shitas HaRambam that the Mishkan of Yaakov brings. We have Shitas Rashi that the Gaon Yaakov brings, and Rabbeinu Hananel that many bring, that the Prince Yesa Miesa is a Din Daraisa. However, counter the argument, we have a Tosas HaRosh on page 22. The first sugya of the second parak of Erevin called Osim Pase, the concept of Pase Biros. And the way Pase Biros worked was you had four L-shaped machitzas, right? You see the words like this. In other words, they used to take water from the pit. Now, a pit is a Rishus HaYakim. They wanted to take the water out to feed the animals. So they take it from Rishus HaYakim to Rishus HaRabim. But hey, now you're allowed to do it. So there was a halacha of Pase Biros. That means if you put a wall on the four corners of the area you want to surround, you have a wall like an L-shaped wall. It goes up 10 tefachim, and it's an amma wide in each direction, and four L shapes, right, on the four corners, and that encloses the area. Now, the Voishalom, the Pirtza, it's not even Omid Rubal Aparts. Forget that it's a Pirtza Yesa Meyesa. It's not even Omid Rubal Aparts. And we say that these Pase Biros make it into a Rishus HaYachim. But that goes against all our rules. Our rules were that first of all you need Omid Rubal Aparts. Then maybe, and we're discussing it can't be Pirtza Yesa Meyesa. It's a Dindaraisa, Dindarabonim. And here, we knock down all of Judaism, right? And we say that all of a sudden he can have these little squiggly things from the four corners, and that's a Rishus HaYachim, Bein Shalom. So that's the kasha of the Tosas HaRosh. Zot Tosas HaRosh, page 22. Abad Yom Kemot, Amri El Perakama, Haki Admarei Rachman El Moshe, Gedor Ruba. Right? Gedor Ruba, Lo Kifrat Ruba, but this ain't anything. Maybe Sharin Hach apart from Ruba, Fiyo Pashus Haram, Iri, to the Ketanim, Hoysa Der Haram, in the Tosas Kosom. So Zot the since you have something in every direction, so that's called shame down mechitzas. Even though it's a little bit, and there's openings in between, that in other words, only if you have something in each corner, in each direction, is a special halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai that's good. In other words, this halacha Moshe Mitzinai, so to speak, trumps the regular halacha Moshe Mitzinai. In other words, that since you have the four things and the four things, that's good. Ah, but what about the din that you can't have a pirtza yesa meyesa? Ah, the pirtza yesa meyesa or seres kol hekev fiu kol harbe midrabanan have. In other words, that's only a din rabban. So midaraisa, in other words, the four things are considered like omid merubal apart. They have the same status of Omid Merubal Aparts. Midrabanan, there's still a din of Pirtza Yesa Meyesa, yeah, but that's only Midrabanan. And B'makom Tzorech, they weren't those there, the din Midrabanan. So the Tosas HaRosh clearly holds that the din of Pirtza Yesa Meyesa is only a din Midrabanan.
How did they get rid of the Omid Merubal Aparts?
Because you have these Hachacha Agma Rachmano L'Moshe Mitzinai, that these four things, since they're a little bit in every ruach, and they basically whatever the shear is. No, because you'll still need the din of Omid Meruba in a case where you don't have this configuration of the
that was where
yeah, in that case. So Hashem said to Moshe, you know, a little different Ruba, but he said, but if you have the corner thing, then that's okay. That's another thing he told him at Har Sinai. But the question is, right, so then Moshe rushed his body, but it still appeared to Yesa Meyesa.
Why can't we apply that same Nekuda
to the Yesa Meyesa? Inokanami, maybe, right, but he doesn't say that. Inokanami, maybe he could have said that. That's part of the discussion also. But Chora, it's not mistaber that it could be more, those are the kasha, it's not mistaber to say it'll be more, you know, more powerful than omen ruba la parts is, I mean, on the other hand, it is, because you don't need omen ruba la parts. But lemaisa, that's what he said.
You have to see all the
now, yeah, in other words, how far can it go? So, you know, hanami. Whatever the shear is, based on yesterday's shear. Oh, by the way, someone told me they spoke to an ophthalmologist who said at sea level, a person could see 13 miles at sea level, which is, okay, you're not an ophthalmologist yet. Right. So that's not so far off from the 16 mil, so whatever. So, okay, we'll still do more research on this matter. Next time you go to your eye doctor, you can discuss it with him. Okay? Oh. One more Rishon that they discussed on this topic is the Rashba in the Avodah HaKodesh. This is the Gaon Yaakov discusses. The Gaon Yaakov points out a stira. The Rashba wrote a tremendous sefer on Eirvin. It's called Avodah HaKodesh, and there's been many reprints of it, etc. So on page 16, he discusses the following. If you have a mavoi, three walls, so then you want to have a lechi on the fourth. Now the lechi can't be four amos. If the lechi is too wide, then it's not a lechi anymore, right? But if, let's say, the lechi is anyway on the merubal parts of the pirtza, so then it'll work midin mechitza. So then it'll work midin mechitza. If you want it to work midin lechi, it can't be dalan amos. But if the whole opening of the mogwe is only seven amos, and now it's four, so it'll work within omen beruba, it'll work within mechitza. So the question is, what if you're not sure? What if you're not sure? Look on page 16 on the left side, the last paragraph. We're not sure, or not. Is it equal? Is it less? Is it more? So he says, it's only a din d'rabbanan. The fourth ruach is only a din d'rabbanan, and therefore it could be mekel. Something to very well help. And okay, so that's this rashba. So when it comes to a din d'rabbanan and the mechitzas, it could be mekel. However, the rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh on page 18, another rashba in another place, has a discussion like this. The din is the first mission in Eruvin says that the wall of the Eruv, in other words, if you have a mavoi of three mechitzas, so it can't be more than 10 amos wide if you want to use a lechi of korah, and it can't be more than 20 amos high. If you want to put the korah on top, it can't be more than 20 amos high. So the Gemara has a discussion of a malfara. Malfara means you draw a nice picture on a nice design on the korah. So maybe if you draw a nice design on the Korah, even if it's more than 20 amos high, people will still be looking at it because they want to see the beautiful picture. So then the Gemara says, so the din of a Maltara could be Matir a Korah, even Lamala Mechav. The question is, can it be Matir a Mogoy that's Rachav Yosef Me'asa? So we're not sure. We're not sure. Yesh matir in the matir, so it's a suffix. So someone says suffix drabbana l'kula. He says ain daiti kei, because shalom amru l'hakel b'mechitzas el al hachmer. Oh, the ikar mechitzas min haTorah. He says since the din mechitzas are din daraisa, you have to be machmer. So the question the Gaon Yaakov asks, but it's the ruach rabis. It's only a din drabbana. So if it's only a din d'rabban, he said before the other Rashba, but he had a suffix whether the lechi was omen merubah or not, right? And therefore he said, go suffix l'kula, and half, because it's derabana, so half, how come over here was a deraisa? So he wants to say, because anything having to do, he wants to learn that the Rashba learns that pirti yasa mieser is a din deraisa. So beruach revi, that din is clearly only a din derabana. But that is patterned after that din deraisa of pirti yasa mieser in one of the mechitzas. So therefore, whenever it's question of a suffix on a yes and meyesser, so even though by Ruach Revius, even yes and meyesser is only a din derabanan, we're going to be machmir. Masha'en Kain, the other case, has nothing to do with the din of pirti yes and meyesser. It's just a question of the pure din derabanan on the Ruach Revius. The question is, was there an omen, the whole pirti was only seven on the whole on the Ruach Revius. And therefore, the Rabbanan said, that's a pure derabanan, there's no deraisa to link it with, and therefore he went, that's what the Gaon Yaakov, you can take a look. On page 19, that's the Rai of the Gaon Yaakov. Yeah. So therefore, he wants to say what?
Well,
did the Raisa, and that's why he was machmir. But yes, me eser in the Ruach Revius, even though that's only in the Rabbanim, since there's the Raisa of that. No, no, no. I don't know. I don't know if we can make rules and call it Torah Kula here. But oh, yeah. Now, listen carefully. There is a the first sugya in Eirvin on page 3. You see, when I quoted to you what's the source of Pirtzi Yesemayetzer, I quoted, we started off with a Mishnah on Tezvav of the base, right? That Mishnah Shayar Shachon to the Bikr. But there's a din of Pirtzi Yesemayetzer, a din of Yesemayetzer in the first mission of Aaron, right? On page 3. That's how the Masechta begins. That if you have a Mavoi Sasum and you have to take a Tikkun, the Ruach Revi, so if the Ruach Revi, and even Lechi Akara, but if the Ruach Revi is more than 10 Amos, then you can't. Then you have to use the Tzuras HaPesach. You can't make a Tikkun of a Lechi or a Akara. So the Gemara wants to know, where do you know this halacha of the 10 of the that it can't be more than 10. So the Gemara, one opinion said, and it can't be higher than 20. So the Gemara says, one opinion says it could even be higher than 20. So where did you learn it from? So the Gemara tries to learn that from the Heichal, that the Heichal was 20 high and it was 10 wide. So that was that's the source. Therefore, that it should be. Should be more than 10 and more not taller than 20. So I remember this from many years ago. The Refival Cohen, people don't know about the Sefer. Refival Cohen, the Baal Bari HaShofer wrote a Sefer Das Cohen. And I would ask you to joke about that cook's name, but I remember from years ago the first piece in the Sefer, which he quotes the Chazon Ish, if you want to look it up. Quotes of Chazon Ish, Likutim Leir and Simon Dalos of Kotten Hay, that wanted to bring a raya from this Gemara that appears to Yes and Yeser is only a din derabana. Because he said like this, it would be a din deraisa, in other words, the din of the Mishnah Tezvav of the Beis, that appears to us in the Mechitzas are din deraisa. So when the Gemara is looking for Ruach Revius, how do you know the din of Pen Amos? So the Gemara should have said, it's a Cain. Rabbanu Masakin came the rice of that original din of a pierce in the Mechitzas. That's how they knew. Baruch Revius, that should be the din. So why did the Gemara just say simply like that? If it would have been a din deraisa, Elokorcha, that the din in the Mechitzas was also a din derabanan. And now they want to see if they can find a smach to the din derabanan. And therefore, that's the Chazon Ish shita that it's derabanan. Now, one second. And the Refival Cohen in this piece, you can take a look, that's Cohen Simon Aleph, is Mefalpel with this Chazon Ish. Oh. Now, the main person that was talking with the Chazon Ish of this topic was the Baal Shlom Yehuda, the Lazer Polchinski. The Lazer Polchinski, I had the chutz around 20 years ago to have a meeting with him, and we discussed this Yehuda. Of this piece. And he was the one, he wrote a Sefer Shlom Yehuda, you know who he is, he's Rav Eliashiv's brother-in-law. He's right? He also married the daughter of Arya Levine, right? So he's Chavol Yashiv's brother-in-law. So there's a sefer, Shlom Yehuda, where a whole part of the sefer is letters back and forth between him and the Chazon Ish. So he says like this. He has a lot of things to say. But wait, let's hold with him for a second. I just want to show you, before we get to Rav Lezer Polchinsky and the Chazon Ish about this, let me just show you some classic poskim. So far we have here, we had a Rashi, a Rach, maybe a Rambam, maybe a Rashba on the Daraisa side. On the Drabbanan side, you saw the Tos HaRosh, and there's a Beferish of Prima Godim on page 25. This is a classic Prima Godim, because this Prima Godim requires a tremendous amount of explanation, which I'm not going to give you right now. But the Prima Godim, and there'll be a whole long, long packet discussing this Prima Godim. This Prima Godim, because this Prima Godim causes a lot of fights, this Prima Godim. But the Prima Godim has a suffix, where the concept of a Tzuras HaPesach is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. In other words, if I put a Tzuras HaPesach, say, anywhere, does that make this, and I'm a Zorik L'Socho, Mirishus HaRabim, and my Chayiv Chatas or not? Or, in other words, does it make a Din Rishus HaYochid D'Oraisa? I'm not, you see, if the Rabim are going through, that's a separate Shaila. I'm saying that the Rabim are not going through. The Rabim are not going through. I say I have a backyard that has no walls around it, and I put up a Tzuras HaPesach. And now I throw from the Rishus HaRabim into that backyard. And my Chayiv Chatas Sadat. There's Prima Godim in this mistopic. That maybe the whole din of Tzuras HaPesach is only when the Tikkun is only works on the Drabbanan level. Maybe the whole concept is only Drabbanan. And therefore, even if I make it in my backyard, which only needs a thing Midrabbanan, but it only works Midrabbanan, it'll never be a Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah, or no! Well, perhaps no. And the Bir Halacha quotes this, that he made it famous, this Prima Godim. So, and again, it requires tremendous amount of discussion. This is like the most famous Prima Godim in Erevin, one of the most famous. Shin Samach Gimel. Rabbo said this Prima Godim. V'dash ani mesupach, betzuras ha-pesach, yihavim mekitza dvar Torah, ulechayim azorach v'sochu b'notz, dal kundesim aleim tzuras ha-pesach, az tzuras ha-pesach mahani lahati kamos, in other words, maybe Tzuras HaPesach is only Drabbanan, and therefore it will only work for Carmelis, or Pirtzi Yesem Me'eser, which is only Drabbanan. Or no. So, but the Hanacha of the Prima Godim, the Hanacha of the Prima Godim is that the Din of Pirtzi Yesem Me'eser is only the Drabbanan, and it was so halatzad that it only works by Drabbanans, so it'll work in a Carmelis, it'll work where Pitsa Yesa, because the whole koya of a Tzuras HaPesach is only Drabbanan, or no? And this requires a tremendous amount of us. I'm not here today to discuss the Prima Godim, I'm just discussing the Hanukkah of the Prima Godim, that he assumes Pitsa Yesa is only Drabbanan, and then the Mabit and the Kirya Sefer, on page 26, writes the Feirish, Perak Tazayin. Kol mechitza, the Rishus HaYachid Yesh for Paritz Ka'omed, is a mechitza, min HaTorah. Even b'yosem y'esa amos, even if it's more than 10 amos, afil b'chol arba mechitza, midarayt afil b'zor, tachay avarim on different rubah. So even if it's Yosef, any parts is the Omed is a piece of the Raisa, even if it's Yosef Me'eser Amos. Even if it appears to Yosef Me'eser Amos, there'll still be a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. So that Kiryas Sefer clearly holds its only Rabban.
So it's like, according to all the people that we mentioned in the beginning, right? Does it go hand in hand that the ones that hold the Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah,
we need to learn more to know the answer to that question. Okay? Okay? Now, so Rav Lezer Polchinsky on page 30. So he is a big proponent of the Pirtzei Yesem Yesa Dar Isakor. He hopped with the Chazanish back and forth. You want to see the whole correspondence? You see, in the Sefer Chazanish, it has Mikhtav, and it doesn't tell you who the Mikhtav is to, and who the. So you want to see the whole story. You can't look in the Chazanish Sefer, you have to look in the Shlomo Yehuda, and it's a very fascinating Sefer of Hoffman, I believe, going to, right? Hirsch Yurim from. A friend of him learned the Chavrusa with one second. With the Shlomo. So he says like this. His word is like this. Listen carefully. He says that for Yesa, that he says, he holds that, I'll tell you his Svara. He says like this. He says, if you have a Mechitza, right, and then there's a gap in the Mechitza, and then the Mechitza continues later on. So, Midaraisa, don't you have to have a shear to know how much do you need the mitzarek, the one mechitza? So it's two disjoint things. How do you know if you can? In other words, true, the din is omit berubal aparts. Avad, or omit aparts is mutter. Right. But how could that live alone without having a shear to know what you're able to be mitzarek to make omit berubal aparts? That's what he claims. So al korcha, it must be that the Pirtzei Yesser Meyesser is a din d'oraisa, and that's the shear. In other words, the din is omen rubal parts, but to make omen rubal parts functional, you have to know what you're allowed to be mitzvah. If you have a wool here, and then there's a big gap, and then there's a wool here, so how do you know if I'm allowed to make it into an omen rubal parts, to mitzvah for two things? It must be there's a shear, and the shear is what? The shear is Eser Amos. Up to Eser Amos, you can be Sarf, and not enough. So I thought that you don't have to say like him. I thought like this. The shear is, if it's the same direction, I have a wall here, and I have a wall further down, as long as it bumps into it, you extend the wall, bumps into it, and it's omen rubal aparats afterwards, even if it's more than 10. That would be, in other words, I don't think I'll be crippled by just having this. In other words, he's saying you'll be crippled with a din of omen rubal aparats without the sheer pizza, you'll be crippled. He won't be crippled. It'll be the same, as long as it's the same direction, it'll bump into it. And so if it'll be too, the pierce will be too big, then I'll be promised from Ruba Lomit, then it'll come at me. I'll lose out. Right, so Inochanami. So you might need the rules of yesterday to fill in, but you don't need the din of 10 amos.
Right.
You can use the rules of yesterday. Yeah, Albert?
No, Rabbi, sorry, I just wanted to know the thing is he has said during the switching.
Here you say it's the Rabbanah.
Right,
how does
he prove it?
No, he says it. He doesn't prove it. He says it. Oh, and then he says of Lamda Shavuot, and this is the word that we were, 20 years ago, we were talking about. He says a Lamdus. A nice Lamdus. In a Tosis in Sachim. No, above Matzia, sorry. Tosa above Matzia, Nun Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom, page 29, has an interesting comment. He says if mechitzas fall down in Yerushalayim, so then the mechitzas are down, you can't eat the karbonis. But that's if rove the mechitzas fall down. So then you have parts merubal amud. But if it's not rove, then even though you can't be mechalto there, and presumably because it's a Pirtzei Yesem Meyesser, you'll still be able to eat Kachim Kalim in Yerushalayim. So the way he understood Tosus is Tosus saying a Pirtzei Yesem Meyesser in Yerushalayim will be Makia the Heter Tiltel, but still consider Mechitzas that you could eat Kachim Kalim. Oh, so he says a beautiful lumbus to explain it. Because why can't you be metalto? Rav Mechitzes. No, if it's first Ruba La'amud, then then it's, that's nothing. Rav Mechitza, the Lachol, because if it be Miksasa, he's talking about if it be Miksasa.
I'm saying, which one might be, then it would still be
No, because Miksasa meaning it would still be Omid Merubah. And it was, so then what, if it's Omid Merubah, then what's it mean, also with Talto, and Pirtzi SMES? So he says like this. He says like this. Yeah, he says a beautiful pshat. He says like this. This is Lishitasa. In other words, his whole yisod is the pirtzi yesami eser is the shear for serifs of the mechitzas, right? So he says like this: when you want to make a rishus hayachid, so you want to take a piece of land, a stamp piece of land in the world, and you want to be makik, right? And make this as a new makom yuchad of rishus hayachid, right? So if you just have walls around, but they're not within the Esser, even though they're Omid Merubah, there's no connection between one wall and the other wall. So there's no, it's like having just stamped walls around. It doesn't make a fear of the walls to enclose an area. Because there's no fear between, he says, but when you talk about Yerushalayim, you see, Yerushalayim doesn't need the walls to create the Mokum. Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim without the walls. It has its location of Yerushalayim. It has its Kedusha Yerushalayim. It's a separate thing. You need the walls. So there, as long as I have Omid Merubah, I have walls. But I don't need the walls to convey the Mokum, because Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim without the walls, because that's the location of Yerushalayim, because it's got Kedusha and Mokum, Yerushalayim. So it doesn't need the walls to create the Mokum. Stamar, Shifayachim, Stamarbel, you need the Mechitzas to create to define this Mokum. Yerushalayim is defined even without the walls. Yerushalayim had boundaries where they the Mishnah in Shavuos on Tav Tezvav, where they went around and but that has nothing to do with the walls. That's wherever they were Mekadesh, Yerushalayim has Kedusha. That's in the packet here, this chat. Take a look on page 30 on the bottom. Page 30 on the bottom. The Derech Zu Heiru Einai Lamad Al Omek Divrei Haftosis. And what he says in the first part of that page is that you need the shear of. Okay.
Why didn't he wall to begin with? So you shouldn't if you're Shalayim.
The special din that Yerushalayim has to have walls to eat, so that special halacha of, that means the machlokas, whether the walls fall down, you can still eat or not, right? But the special din, but it does, the walls don't define the makam. The makam is defined where the kedusha was. The walls are separate din of having the walls. Okay, so Rabosai, so this is the big machlokas. And we saw Padim Lakan and Padim Lakan. Rav Shechter has a raya from a Rambam, assuming it's Rabbanim, but I don't want to discuss that raya until we discuss the Rambam in Great Ian. Okay, now there is another halacha of Osi Avira the High Gisa, the High Gisa, and that is like this: what if you have, and that's a Gemara in Erevin. What if you have like this? The Gemara here on Yud Amud Beis. What if you have a wall? Okay, you have a wall on the north and a wall on the south. Two parallel walls. And now you're building your wall on the west. So, say you had a gap of 3 amos, and then a wall of 2, and then a gap of 3, and then a wall of 8. Whatever it is. So the Gemara tells us that whenever you have air spaces on two sides of a wall, and the air spaces are bigger than, each air space is bigger than the wall, or at least one of them is a tie and the other one is bigger, that swallows up the wall. And the wall is evil, it's not. So if you have an air space of 3, and then a wall of 2, and then an air space of 3, right? And then you have the rest of the wall say is six, say, right? So now, in other words, I had an airspace of three, a wall of two, an airspace of three, and then six. So what do I have? More wall? So I have nine, right? Eight. But now, what's going to happen? The two airspaces in between swallow up the wall, and the wall is kilo A. No?
Well, they're just the two.
The two. And now, I might not have home and Garuba anymore, depending upon how much, whatever the... Equal is still, so that's the din of Osi Avira, the high geese of the high geese of the Rabbi. Now, Tosus points out, obviously, it's only talking about the air spaces within the air. Say, for example, you have a wall here, and I'm trying to mark this area. So if I put a wall here, that I have air here and air here. But the air on this side, that you're not interested in, that's you know, if I have a wall right here, you don't say, well, there's air over here. That's Mobaba Kashfok. That's what points out on the bottom of Yoram and Beis. That's why the famous Magen Avraham is just a Loshon Ham. What's the famous Magen Avraham? It's not the famous Magen Avraham, Shem and Mariel, it's just a Melitza. They point out, page 13. Famous Magen Avraham. Kasim Mata Moshe B'Shem Mariel. Yesh Lassos Haksaf. They say, Fayim Rechovit. And when you make tzitzis, Dalat Tanfos, you should have large shoulders, so the whole of your head and the whole of the head is going to be bigger than the shoulder. So we're going to say the whole of the head and the air is going to battle the right. That's the so. Therefore, he says you should make sure that the shoulders are bigger than the. So obviously, this is obviously not the. It's just a lashon mushal. It's not a. And the Chazon Ish tries to work on, and anyway, because so that other avyal part shouldn't count, so it doesn't mean that you, it's a melitza. That, So it's like this. So that's the din of Osi Avir and the High Geese. In other words, you need, if you have an avyal on one side, an avyal on the other side, so, and each avyal is bigger, or at least one is a tie and one is bigger, that's going to swallow up the, So Rav Shechter is fond of quoting Rav Moshe's Tshuva, but he says it over a little bit different than I think I saw it over here. But Rav David Feinstein asked his father the following question about Seagate, the air in Seagate. So Seagate, we know, is in Brooklyn. It's right, Mordechai and David lived there. Yichus lived there. School lived there. So that's the Yichus of Seagate. And Seagate is probably the only air mukaf koma that's tied in the Zuza, even though I don't think they put it up, because it's Ron Yehudim. So they have a little booth there, a little booth, and where the guard, you know, which is private, can just walk into Seagate. But there's Avir, the Hagisa, the Hagisa. So Rav David says, you want to use that for a mechitza for your Eirim, but you have Avir, the Hagisa, which apparently was bigger than the little booth, and it should be battled the booth. And therefore, you'll have a Kritz Yasser Meyasser, and therefore, you lost your Ruach. That was the question. That's on page 32. So Moshe responded the following. That Avir, the High Gisa, or the High Gisa, is only said, Apostle, where after you say Avir, the High Gisa, or the High Gisa, you're left now with Paretz Merubah La'Ovid. But, if after saying Avir the High Gisa, the High Gisa, it's still Omen Merubah parts, but it's a Pirtzi Yesa Meyeser, then you don't say Avir the High Gisa to make a Pirtzi Yesa Meyeser. So the way Rav Shechter says it over is because Rav Moshe was saying that Pirtzi Yesa Meyeser is only the Rabbanim, and therefore you don't say Avir the High Gisa to make the Pirtzi Yesa Meyeser, which is only the Rabbanim, but the. But the part Rubel Omid, which is a Dindaraisa, that you say, I'll see Avir the High Gisa. So I looked in the Tshuva, I didn't see anywhere in the Tshuva where Rav Moshe was saying that that's the reason. That was probably when Rav Shechter read the Tshuva, he said, oh, this must be the reason, and that recorded in his mind that that's what Rav Moshe said. But I think what Rav Moshe held from this and that, I don't think it's going to change the tshuva. Rav Moshe is just saying that the din of all the Guru Bala Paritz is so strong that Avir the Hagisa is not mevatel that din. But it's a stronger din than, but not necessarily because it's that. And but you don't say, but the Pirsi yes, now Rav Shaka could have thought that it's Pashat, that that's why this is stronger, this is weaker, because this is a din deraisa and this is a din derabanan. But you don't necessarily have to. To say that, but that's what he said. Okay. In other words, the chiddush of Rav Moshe is Pirtzi Avira the High Gisa, the High Gisa is you have air on two sides, it swallows up the middle wall. That's smaller. But he says that's only if after the wall is swallowed up, now you're left with parts more below. But say you have enough wall, after swallowing it up, you'll still have only Rubal apart, but it'll be on Pirtzi Yesem Yesem. That you won't use on Vira the Haigisa to destroy the wall to make it a Pirtzi Yesem
Yesem.
Well,
the
case was you still had all the Rubal apart.
I thought you were each wall individually.
Yeah, each wall individually. But you still have, that was the case.
Was that one wall out of
support? Yeah, so this wall with Dana. So this wall still had all the Merubal apart, but now would be a Pirtzi Yesem Yesem because of the Asya Vira, the Hagisa, Ulevan. One second. Okay, a couple of things, please. Okay, the other discussion that is here in the packet of Machlokas Rishonim that I quote, whether if you have a mechitza of the fourth ruach, you have three, a mechitza of three, then you have a mechitza of two, a gap of three, and a mechitza of two. Two, mechitza two, gap of three, mechitza of two. So on one hand, and this is a machlokas in the Gemara, so do you say, now I have four? So three. So there's no asya vira the haigisa and haigisa, because there's only avir one in the middle. In other words, the wall starts with a machitza of two. Then there's a airspace of three, and then a machitza of two. So it's two, three, two. So there's four of wall, three of space. But the question the Gemara has, and the postkin would have a machlokas, had a paskin, you say all the Rubal Aparits from Beis Ruko. So it would have to be from Ruach Achas. Here it's two and two, it will be four, and that will be more than three. So you say that's considered all the Rubal Aparits. But we say no, that it has to be, it can't be Ruach Achas. Pashas, we should assume that. I mean, it's a discussion in the Gemara. But you'll see here that the Rishonim, the Riaz says that you don't mitzarif, and the Hagos Oshri, others say you do mitzaris, etc. Okay, just two things. Just to review what we said today. We discussed Omen Rubal Aparitz, and we said that we passed in 50-50 is also good. 50-50 is also good. Right? 1 second. And then we said that the question what Hashem says to Moshe Mitzrayim. Then the question is, here's a yes and yes, is that a din derayis or din derabbanan? So I thought of a pashkus of the Lashon, could be Chazon Ish brings that also, the Lashon of Lo Tifrat Zeruba, that's all Hashem said to Moshe. And anything else is only a din derabbanan. Then we saw the machlokas we've shown him, the Rach seems to say that it's the derayis of Rashi, maybe the Rashba, maybe the Rambam, and then the Tosa Rosh said the Feirish not that way, and then we discussed the Svarim of Leza Pachinsky and how he understood the posts in Bava Metzia is very important, because a lot of times you can have a Pirtzi Yesem Yesem, like in the Chazon Ish Seer and the walls around Manhattan. So if it's only a Derabbanan, you'll still maintain your Rishus HaYakim Midaraisa, and then you'll be able to mark it for the pizzas. And then we discuss Asya Avir the Haigisa and Moses Shuvah. Asya Avir the Haigisa only works on a Din doesn't work, only works to make it hard for the Omer. It doesn't work to make it a Pirtz Yesemiesa. The Shatta thought that that's because the Moshe was assuming Pirtz Yesemiesa is the Rabbanan, but I don't necessarily think it's Mukha in the Tshuva that that's why he said it. Seemingly he says just that once the Omer Ruba parts, so that the Hasiya Vira is not going to. So that's the stronger din than the Asiya Vira, the high geese. Not necessarily because one is the right, the one is the Rabban Rav Shetter. Just thought he's far that should be the reason why, but maybe one can do a pal-pal if that's what Moshe had in mind, because he doesn't necessarily say it. So this is a very fundamental debate. If you want to see more about this, the different rayas from the Rashi and the Rambam and the Rashba and the Rach on one hand, and the Tosfos Rosh on the other hand, and Marbit, Pri Megadim, are all on the other side of the fence. And the Chazon Ish, of course, Meikar had been, it's only in the Rabbanan, and that was his Raya from Beis Abed Aleph as well, that I'll repeat it to you, that the Gemara wants to bring a Mokar, that how do you know that the Ruach Revius, to use a Lechi Korah, you have to use, it has to be 10 or less. So the Gemara learns it out from the Heichal. That was the size of the Heichal, was 10, it wasn't more than 10. So Chazon Ish says, why did the Gemara just say that there's a Din D'Oraisa by the other Ruchos, and therefore that's how Rabbanan knew from that other Din. From the other Din D'Oraisa of B'Shar Ruchos, that there's a Din of Pirtz Yesemiesa. So they borrowed that Din over here. Why was there a Gemara Sakorka? That Din also was only a Din D'Rabbanan, and therefore there's no special Yichus about that Din, and therefore they wanted to see, could they find a smach or an earlier mocker for this halach. Okay, one more thing. Okay. So, Bez Hashem, what's that? Bez Hashem, Monday we will continue, packet 4. Bez Hashem, we're trying very hard to put the packets online as well. You can still come if you're here. So, I heard the first two are already online, the packets as well, it's finished. And I also want to note the presence of Shir assistant Yoni Kirshner, and point out that he gets a special mazel tov on the, usually we do the singing at the beginning of the shir, but it didn't work this time to do it at the beginning, so we're going to do it now. The latest Habas. Do we have a name yet? Do we have a name yet? What? Reila Nechama. Okay. Ooh, wow. Reila Nechama. Some tremendous simcha for everyone, for us, and also the family. A tremendous Nechama and simcha to everybody. So,
I figured the rail was from Rafael, yeah. For obvious reasons.